Dr. Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about podcast while driving. This is a quick one as I'm going off for a number of quick errands, and I suppose I might suppose about the general gradual improvement that you get during mental rehab. Only got a few minutes, so I thought I'd cover that. I'm bloody hot in this car, so turn on the cooler here. Yeah, it's say if you haven't got brain stuff, it's hard to remember. Say if you've got a list, to remember that list, sequence of activities to do, and rather than magically overnight that all getting better, you can suddenly remember everything that you've done and did and stuff like that. There's sort of a slow improvement. So, say for me, remembering a name, it used to take me days to pick the name of an actor or remember something, and then it'll be, I still don't have a strategy to, you know, say if I want to remember a name, it's, still not an easy thing to do, but it's gonna take me a couple of minutes to do it, and when I actually do it, it's all clear around here, when I do it, I then say it, and I get it, and then, what's been gradually, so what's happened is that, you know, several hours or days has contracted to 5-10 minutes, and there sort of seems to be a process of, after not getting strategies, I might get a strategy of getting a letter or a sound of it. It still won't help, and then when I stop, and then about 10 minutes later, it all comes in. So I'm going to stop at this place, our mate's place. Just go in and show him what I've done if he's there. Okay. Back again. You're in my mate's place. My mate isn't there, nor is the parcel pickups. So what happens is that I'm slowly, inch by inch, building these new devices and getting precision, ultra-cheap parts ordered from overseas, and they drop with him and I have a good chat about, you know, it's interesting that the parts there, we have an opening ceremony, I show him the part and we have a bit of a discussion about what's going on. So getting back to rehab, the cognitive stuff is slow, and there's more sort of strategies, like, you know, to check things, you know, check through, or you're aware that you could have forgotten something, and like, say, today I had to have blood tests, then haircut, but then, you know, at the moment I began walking out. I don't know where it came for me. So, look, the number of, the problems are still there, but they're sort of reducing a little, and the strategies are coming in to manage it. I've got a list here. Now, similarly with, so that's memory. That hasn't quite gone, and then you press back, and then what happens is that your memory is good for a short time, but then the day after you're struggling to memorize what you had to do. So I'm doing, say, like the podcast for New Scientist. I know the general stuff, but what I did in the different episodes, it's still woolly. I don't know. Hopefully it'll improve. You look at other things, sort of like typing, and there was sort of a dramatic steady increase at a certain time, and then like you think, oh bloody, I'm a hot shot at typing now, I can sort of do this a little bit easier, and sort of what's happening is that when you get back and start doing the same typing tests again, so you've got the history, you've degraded, but it takes less to get up to the same level again. Still haven't sort of broken broken through on that. And also the sort of, so for that speed of typing, the amount of mental resources going into producing a less, so there's that sort of slow increase in strategy, and then the sort of management, you know, you sort of tend to know what your limitations are going to be, and so you better position yourself into a situation coming out, but trying to memorize what's going on. I think, although I think this is not a category of, so you sort of set yourself goals, and one of the things I'm trying to do is improve endurance, and that is how long I can read or podcast before it comes in, and definitely things are improving, but like I've got a cognitive test coming up on Monday, and I'm going to stand down the endurance podcasts and memory, just cruise in, just keep a low level of training as we go up, and then now what I have is I've worked on endurance. I haven't worked on I'm working on, I don't know, just general memory, but not the type of memory tests they give you, which is all these random words, which just quite crushing after a while. Yeah, what happens is they give you a list once, you do crap, and then again, and you can tell that you're not improving, and then seven times the same bloody list read over seven times, and the ability to put that in is just crushing. I haven't emerged a system for it. You get also other cognitive increases. So vision is a really strange one. So I don't know what type of stroke system this is, but I've suddenly had an improvement in vision in my left eye. I used to really squint in bright light. I had to really close my left eye for some reason in bright light, and to focus and to put things in. And I had this really strange thing that the two images, left and right, wouldn't sit on top of each other. I'd had to sort of look away. And now that's disappeared. It's a bloody goodness. And there was a point in time where I still have to work out scanning and looking for things. But it's a point in time when I was driving the speed information near would be overriding, would interfere with my looking at the far horizon. I don't know quite how that works. So, here we go. Being said. And then also crap on the windscreen, I wouldn't be able to process that differently. There you go. But all these types of things is by the time you're working out what they are, they're on the wane, they're on the go back, or there are things that you'd be observing and you'd say, what's the physical process for that? And so this is vision at night. Okay, I'm just going in. Vision at night, again, you would see a lot more visual clues that of the imperfection of your own eyesight. So, you know, I am aging. Yeah, and that's it. I'm sorry, you are aging. So you'd see, say, from a distant streetlight, you'd see things which were evident that your cornea was scratched. And look, it could have been. There's a lot of crazy things going on. Now, this is going to be a absolute nightmare. It's fruit box pickup time up here at Blaxland, and not everyone's picking up a fruit box, mind you, but it's pandemonium. So I've seen a car park, and that's going to be happy, especially when you go to Fruitbox, hopefully they'll be good coming out to me. No, it's not looking good. So you've got all those sorts of things. I think one of the more important things is that I can't believe it. This is God, the saint of car parking. It should be Saint Parkalos. Has blessed this car. Oh, saints, bless this car, for it is, we are worthy in your eyes of a good car park. Okay, I'll get this locked in and perhaps have a few thoughts while shopping. Bye for now. Okay, back again, halfway through this. Now, I suppose in terms of rehab, it means that you have to stop your conversation. It's sort of like equivalent to listening to somebody else and then memorizing the thread of it. So the thread of this one is a rehab. Obviously, if I see a visual effect and I've been a laser physicist, you can look at things. And like you can see, like if you've got a camera with a scratched lens or a scratched feature on it. It's sort of strange. You see an individual scratch, if it's an individual scratch on your cornea, you'd be able to diagnose it. So it was a bit of a problem. What was this thing? And obviously it was light bleeding into different areas through lines. So it's your classic, a lens and the entire thing has been scratched and pushed across. Now, remarkably, that's no longer. So either my eyes have euthanized or stuff like that. Now, of course, there's a whole heap of chemicals as you're down, your liver and all that type of stuff is stuffed. So it's sort of like a really, really interesting aspects trying to get the memory up. And so I just thought of it, it's like a three-dimensional space in terms of, there's three coordinates. Now, in your actual memory, you may only, whatever aspect, you may only ever increase, say, 10, you're down to 30, you might go up to 45% or something like, not that the numbers mean anything. However, the strategies, being aware that there's sort of like three levels of strategies. There's a strategy to augment it, to improve it, to go back and check. And there's a strategy to know that you have to do it. That's sort of strange. Then there's a strategy to have other systems in the place around to manage it, and then there's sort of high positional strategies to you get yourself in, and it's important that you actually are in a situation where you're pushing yourself all the time around here to try and move it, because it's all about, obviously, the central thing is moving it from that 30 to 45%. It's a huge bonus to move. That's an improvement. But 50%, 30 to 45% is an improvement of 50% of the 30%. 50% of 30 is 15. That's an enormous thing, because the burden of 30% as opposed to 45% is enormous, taking away from other strategies. So you can see that strategies can begin to lift off and get through. So there's all these, it's not just a simple application of a strategy, it's an application of a system of strategies, so your depth of strategies coming in, just checking, and just have a really push yourself. And now the other thing is your fatigue, in terms of that, if you do have a rest, I didn't know there was this aspect of it, of having rests, not pushing continuously, then have a sleep, to just basically recharge. It's almost as though it's not as fully there, and it's sort of like endurance training, but not sort of to the point that it's not effective. So it's sort of like push and rest and try and work out what's going on. Continuously pushing yourself into different things, but then being able to rest and sleep. Now, one of the interesting things is that before everything was diagnosed, I was saying, look, I don't understand. I get extremely tired. You know, I don't know what it is. Because you think tired and circulation and health and stuff like that, so you don't expect tired to be a brain thing. And of course, when that came out, that fell into place. And it's sort of not, it's pretty of, you know, what's Dad doing? Oh, he's having a sleep, you know? Oh, you mean you've gone for a walk and you're having a rest and a sleep after that, you know? What's going on, you know? You're a weakling? That type of stuff. There's not, there's sort of like notional sympathy after people have had time to think about what's going on. So I'm just focusing and concentrating on this. And you can also see various things, and you get these cognitive sort of steps up. All of a sudden, just recently my car became very easy, light to touch and easy to drive. You know, what the heck's going on? It's like much more responsive, more able to go through places. And I was going, what the heck? You know, I looked at the mileage and, you know, well, I haven't done anything to it. And then I go, oh, bloody hell, it's a cognitive upgrade. And you realise that it's so much there. One of the things I really want to know is they have this eye. Oh, it's getting ready for the fire station thing. They're pulling across here, having a look over here. Ah, very interesting. Okay, so that's a overall wrap up, and it's, look, there are other aspects to it. The bottom line is you get sort of neuropsych reports, blah blah blah, and they say should perhaps do this, blah blah blah, recommended the employer, and you realise, oh, well, the employer's not doing that. Oh, I wonder what I should do. I think I'll do that. I'll go and volunteer. I'll go and push. And it's not that. It's not like it's a social service that they're recommending these things are done for. It means you get back to work, and the actual cognitive environment of work should be therapeutic. And so you think, okay, well, that's not on the agenda. What is? And so you keep on building. And you have to, although work's a fantastic place, you've got different people asking questions, pushing your brain all the time, you have to build in another dimension. I'll get the food and stuff inside, and so I just hope everything's okay. Bye for now. Thanks for listening. Another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.